whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Welcome. Hello, everyone. I'm here today with Jason and Keith of Breaking Benjamin. Thank you so much for taking the time and dropping by for our interview today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, it's been like the last time was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Rock and Park, 2016. I know. We've all been there. Yeah.
I didn't realize that until you just said that.
Yeah. So I'm excited that you're back. How do you feel to be finally back again?
It's amazing. You know, we've been seeing, you know, the other year's festivals, and I was like, man, we got to get back there. So it's great to finally be back.
How does it feel to be back in Europe? Because I think you have not been in Europe since then, right?
I think we came for 2018, but kind of a different time of year. So I didn't do the same festivals, but it feels good to be back. And this time, the weather's a little different than we were here last time. It's not quite as rainy yet. It's a little cooler. So this is nice so far.
Great. Yeah, so far, so good.
So far, so good. So are you looking forward to your show tonight? It's the first one of the whole leg, right?
Yeah, we're jumping right in.
Yep.
Yeah, we just got here. Our singer came over on a boat. He doesn't fly. And so he literally just hit the ground yesterday and coming right in. We'll see him when we get on stage.
Nice. That sounds fun, actually, to come here by boat. Wouldn't that be like a, you could do a cruise, like a Breaking Benjamin cruise, like all the rock cruises. And just travel over to Europe and back.
It's true. We could.
That's a good idea.
I know.
Jerome.
I know. Tell that to people.
So what do you like about generally like the European crowd, but the German in particular and this festival, for example? German fans?
Well, the size of this festival is just incredible. Yeah, I remember the last time we played, I remember just like peeking out over like the guitar vault. Me and Jason, actually, we were like looking over like, that's a lot of people. Oh my gosh, I hope I don't pee myself. So it's super exciting. And the crowds are great. I mean, the energy is amazing. And yeah, we're stoked about it.
Nice. Do you still get stage fright then?
I'll let you know later.
Yeah, I know.
Right now, we're like,
good right now.
Yeah. Well, as soon as we see all those people, it might change. But
it might change.
But for the most part, I feel like it's, you know, it's pretty good by now.
German crowds are always great. But yeah. Germany has like a special place in our hearts, I think.
Yeah.
We love it here.
Nice. Well, I mean, they say it in theater. If you're not excited before a show, you're doing something wrong, right?
Absolutely.
If you're too secure, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay, let's talk about, obviously, we all want to know new music.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been something wicked in 24, which is almost 2 years ago now. When is the new album coming, guys?
We are done. We are officially done.
Yep.
We actually recorded. We did a festival in the U.S. Several weeks ago. I guess it's about 3 weeks ago now, and we just finished. We literally recorded our last vocal there at the festival. And so we were done. Yeah, we had one song left to finish, and that's when we finished it. So it's all handed in. It'll be out this year. And a specific date, we don't know. We just talked to some of the people at the label last night, and it's kind of in their hands. They've got a small window, but it will be this year. So we're pretty excited about it. I mean, obviously, we're probably more excited than anybody because we've been working on it for so long. And, you know, some of these songs we've seen grow in so many different forms and shapes and things. And so to be done with it is, we're beyond excited.
Definitely. A lot of hard work finally culminating. So we're, like he said, I mean, we're excited, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, we see the fans and you know, what they write online, they're stoked too, but I'm like, we are so excited as well, like just to be done.
Yeah,
so,
you have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, I can imagine a little bit, but so are you gonna, have you brought some new songs for this tour already, or? Is it still a secret?
I don't know. We're always at the mercy of what our set times are.
Sure.
And some of our set times in Europe are a little bit shorter than we may do, not as a headliner or something. So we're going to try to do what we can.
The two new ones.
Yeah. Awaken and Something Wicked will be playing. But as far as adding some from the album, I think we'll see. We're at the mercy of, you know, do we put that out? Do we play some of the old songs everybody else is expecting to hear? You know, it's a given.
Right.
So we'll see.
It is. Nice. Exciting. Mm-hmm. What inspires you when songwriting? Like, where do you get your ideas mostly from? Is it just experiences? Is it imagination?
Yeah. I mean, just life, really, you know, just surviving the human condition, you know. And
that's it.
Although, you know, it's cool because, you know, you could watch, you know, you can get it from anything, really. Just sometimes I'll watch a movie or, you know, like Blade Runner or something. You'd write like two albums just watching Blade Runner, like all the imagery and all the cool stuff and sci-fi stuff like that. But yeah, just life experiences, memories, feelings, traumas. All that stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
The turmoil of the world.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, there's been a lot going on lately, so.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Absolutely. There's plenty to write about.
Yeah, there's plenty to write about. And I think also, like, I get the feeling at all these events, like the past few years, that people are even more excited to go out and just have fun and enjoy themselves.
I think
really
so.
Be free, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and from our standpoint, rather than writing about a specific circumstance or a specific instance in life, the story for us is more about that feeling that you felt in that moment and connecting with people that way. Because, it, you know, people have always
absolutely
felt lost or they felt anger or whatever, but they may not be mad about the same things we are, but they know what it's like to be angry. So mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of the thing. There's a lot of emotion out there in the world right now, and, you know, hopefully we're tapping into some of that.
Yeah, well, and that's a gift to be able to connect with people and through the music, really. So
we're thankful.
Absolutely.
You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Keep going.
Thank you.
So, what does the future hold for Breaking Benjamin? Like, you have an anniversary coming up, mm-hmm. not too far away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have, I mean, it's been 20 years since our album Phobia came out, right? Mm-hmm. And then we have the new album coming out this year as well. So that'll start a new album cycle for us. Mm. So the live show is going to be looking different. Set lists are going to be changing.
Right.
And kind of evolving into whatever that next chapter is right there. So that's what's been most exciting about. That thing has been paused on us for us for a while we wrap up that album.
Yeah, hopefully just more of the same, you know, writing new music, getting out there and playing shows and you know, traveling the world as much as we can.
Don't let us wait that long again.
I know.
Please.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll
is that a promise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have to let you promise that.
It depends on when the boat's running. So if the boat's coming, then we got a chance.
Breaking Benjamin Cruise. We're going to partner that if you want to.
I like it.
Yes, I do.
Yep, I like it. That's great.
We'll do that. So any, like, I don't know, any collaborations you still, like, dream of that you would like to do in the future? Talking about, like, cruises, not maybe, but mm-hmm. something you want to do with someone or anything?
We have talked about that so much. And we've thrown a bunch of ideas out there. And, you know, for us, I think the interesting thing is something that people wouldn't necessarily expect, but be an artist maybe that we're fans of or something that might fit into.
Let's get Ella Langley.
Yeah. Yeah. Something right. like that. Like a country singer or a rapper or whatever. We've thrown all kinds of things out. I don't know. And we've been fortunate to do things. We've actually done a lot of collaborations in the past. So
right.
some of those ones that we've would like to do, we've already done. And,
right.
you know. So we'll see.
I mean, we want to keep an open mind.
Yeah.
You know, for nice. Yeah, I like that idea. Just something different.
Unexpected. Something different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe German Schlagerchor do it with Electric Cowboy.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean.
We know a couple of those guys. We know. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. They're doing great right now.
They're doing great. They're awesome. They're really great guys. We also have worked with them in the past.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Really,
that would
they're
be
really smart too. They're really doing great.
It'd be a blast. Wow. I know, like Don Brocco just did that with Nickelback.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So there's some bands out there, you know.
Maybe we can connect you.
Yeah, and it would be something. It would be something like that. Would be really exciting for us. So,
yeah, you know, we would love that.
Electric Cowboy would be great.
Awesome. Well, Nico, Kevin, you know what's
going on.
Get heard it here first. Hit us up. Well, what are that? Yeah, that would be a blast.
Awesome. Well, great. I mean, I have no further questions. If you want to, like, say anything to your German fans, now's your time.
Thank you so much. Ich liebe dich.
You're honored.
I hope I said that right.
Yeah, yeah.
That was cool. All
right. Thank you so much. Yeah, this is special for us, so we're glad to be back.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rocking podcasts.